This is Mark Steiner. Today is July the 28th. Welcome to This Day in History. That's Air on the G-String, composed by Johann Sebastian Bach, whose use of chords and musical timing changed the course of Western classical music. He died today in 1750 in Leipzig, Germany. And history is full of conspiracies in the courts of every land. There's a man named Thomas Cromwell who helped the infamous English King Henry VIII change history by breaking from the Pope and the Catholic Church. He conspired to aid the king in beheading a couple of his wives, only to find himself executed by the king for treason on this day in 1540. The king had no more use for him. In celebration, King Henry VIII married Catherine Howard, the fifth of his eight wives. The king had Cromwell's head boiled and placed on a spike on the London Bridge. And in a more ignominious reign, Maximilien Robespierre was executed by guillotine today in Paris in 1794. He was the leader of the French Revolution, who some think went a little overboard. He arrested 300,000 people he thought were counter-revolutionaries, executed 17,000 of them by guillotine, whilst another 10,000 died in prison. The French had had enough of this bloodshed and chaos, so Robespierre, after he was named president, and after he decreed that people did not have the right to public trial and representation, and 1,400 more people were executed, the people had enough. Robespierre found himself arrested with no trial, and he was beheaded immediately. The 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution was ratified today in 1868. Some people call this the most important amendment in our history. It guarantees the right to vote for all men, deeming it unconstitutional to deny any person, quote, the right to life, liberty, and property without due process of law, or to deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. The 14th Amendment was part of the post-Civil War Reconstruction Amendments, and the Southern states were forced to agree to, or they would not be allowed back into the Union. In 1917, 10,000 African-Americans marched in total silence down the streets of Manhattan in New York City, calling for federal laws against lynching. And in the wake of racial violence in Waco, Texas, and Memphis, Tennessee, where 40 African-Americans were killed and 6,000 were driven from their homes. The march was organized by W.E.B. Du Bois, demanding that President Wilson live up to his promises and pass the Anti-Lynching Act. The president did not. Instead, officially increased federal discrimination against African-Americans. She now floats in the inner harbor of Baltimore, but it was on this day in 1854 that the USS Constellation was commissioned, the last warship under sails. The ship had a storied history of running down and capturing illegal slave ships off the coast of West Africa and blockading Fort Sumter, South Carolina, during the Civil War. She was not decommissioned until 1955 and now rests permanently here in Baltimore. Hall of Famer Dizzy Dean called him the pitcher with the greatest stuff I ever saw. The great Joe DiMaggio said he was the greatest pitcher he ever faced. He started playing baseball in the Negro Leagues for the Chattanooga White Sox in 1926, and he pitched his last game in 1965 with a shutout, finally retiring in 1967. He had been the oldest starting pitcher in the Major Leagues at the age of 42 in 1948 when the baseball color line was broken. Of course, we're talking about the great Leroy Rover, Satchel Paige. Had his statue unveiled today at the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2006. And here's a song for you, July the 28th. This hugely popular song that would become a classic was recorded today in 1961. Despite its popularity, the originator of the song did not get rich off the enormous profits of that song. In 1938, in South Africa, Solomon Linda and the Evening Birds recorded a song called Mabubi, which is Zulu for the lion. The song became popular in South Africa. The story could have ended there, but not for folklorist and audio recorder Alan Lomax, saving a recording of that song from a pile of records destined for the garbage in a New York City record label. He sent the box of salvaged African recordings to his friend, folk singer Pete Seeger. Seeger mistakenly transcribed the central chant of Wimowe instead of the original Mbube, and Wimowe became the name of a song recorded by the Weavers and later by the Tokens. The Tokens recorded that song as The Lion Sleeps Tonight in 1961. That song made millions for U.S. music publishers, but not for the original artist, Solomon Linda. Since the salvage recording was considered folk material, Linda was not made part of the royalty stream. And during his life, the only money he received from the song came from the hugely popular United States was a personal check from Pete Seeger, in the amount of about $1,000. Later in 2006, an undisclosed settlement was reached for the heirs of Solomon Linda. It's now been called the most famous melody ever to emerge from Africa. And here's the Tolkien's English language version of that song, "The Lion Sleeps Tonight." And Bube, to continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.